Temptations and My Girl, 4:25 on BBC Radio Manchester. Now, we regularly catch up with stories that we first featured on BBC Radio Manchester 12 months ago, and today we've got a bit of an update for you on this. Do you know, it will always be one of my favourite ever sketches when Laurel and Hardy are going down the road and he's going, fresh fish, and then the other one's going, fresh fish. Brilliant. Very funny. I've probably not done it justice. But anyway, Laurel and Hardy were the comedy duo who entertained millions with their films. But before they teamed up, they were both successful in their own right. Now, Stan Laurel, here's a good trivia question. Did you know that his name was actually Arthur Stanley Jefferson? He was born in Ulverston in Cumbria. Now, his film was made all about Stan's childhood in the north, and it premiered 12 months ago at Wigan's Empire Cinema at Robin Park. Well, here's a clip from the trailer.
Stan, give me those marbles. Give them me back when you've had your dinner.
Are you always on?
Right, that's it. If you can't do as you're told, you're going to learn the hard way, lad. Right, go on. In you go. You'll learn, lad. You'll learn.
Well, the man behind the film is Wigan born and bred. He's Brian Worthington, and he joins me again this afternoon. Bet that brings back some nice memories for you, Brian.
It certainly does, Phil. It really does. Just listening to that brings back a tingle in the spine.
Was it worth it all 12 months ago when you saw people's reaction to the film?
It was definitely worth it, yeah. It was a long, hard slog. My wife and I actually did a lot of research and put the script together a couple of years ago. We started filming it back in September 2011. Completed the film in last March. Now, the first premiere was scheduled for April last year, but on the dying seconds, the dying hour to the actual premiere, we had to pull out because of a technical issue at our end. So that meant that we had to then wait for the next slot, which took us to like September. So the film actually had its film premiere at the Empire Cinema in Wigan on the 17th of September.
God, it was a long time for you to have to wait then.
It was a long time to wait, but it was the scheduling, you see, with coming up to the holidays and all the major films that came in, we had to wait for the right time to allow us to use the actual theatre, because there's only so many theatres there that use digital, you see.
I mean, fantastic story, and fascinating as well, this history of him growing up not too far from this area. Where did you get the story from? Was there a good backstory to this?
Right, yeah. Well, I've always been interested in Laurel and Hardy from being a young child. My granddad first introduced me to Laurel and Hardy when I was about the age of five. And as far back as 1989, I first started visiting Ulverston. I obviously went to see the museum. I had many a chat with the curator then, Bill Cubin. Endless visits there and lots of reference. And I actually bought a book from him and did a lot of reading there. And that story sort of inspired me into digging a little bit further. So after more books and talking to other people over the years, I actually decided I don't mind trying to put something together, just mainly as a personal project more than anything. So that's when I come up with the idea of the script, Stan's Childhood. And basically, we got all the actors together. We got the film made. And I just wanted this as a personal little project, just to sit on the shelf so that I've done something. And I've covered a part of young Stan's life that probably not many people know about.
And it was interesting listening to that, because it sounded as if it wasn't the easiest of upbringings.
It wasn't the easiest of upbringings, no. I mean, Stan was actually born at number 3 Argyle Street. He lived with his grandparents for most of his young life. Reason being, his mother Madge, who married a playwright, which is Arthur Jefferson, they actually did a lot of touring and they spent a lot of time up in North Shields. So from Stan's more or less first days, really, he was a very ill child. So he wasn't really strong enough to sort of travel around with them. So he spent most of his upbringing with his grandparents.
And what's happened to the film since? Has it had a wider audience than just that night at Wigan?
Right, well, the film has only been shown publicly once. That was at the premiere. It was a packed-out cinema. There was 280-plus people there, all family, friends, and other invited guests. Since the premiere, we've actually gone back to the drawing board with the film, and we've actually sort of re-edited it. We've put a lot of extra clips in that we didn't have in the first part. And as it stands at the moment, the film is currently with the British Board of Film Classification, so it's due to get its certificate this week. So obviously once it gets that certificate, it will go on sale on our website.
And I would have thought there are a lot of Laurel and Hardy enthusiasts that can't wait to see this.
There's quite a lot of interest been generated all over the world. It is surprising how word spreads around. You know, we've had people from Germany, America, Holland, even the Middle East, people actually joining up to the website and making inquiries about the film, you know.
And Brian, I got some very blank expressions when I was doing my fresh fish. That was one of the funniest sketches, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go, well, you see.
Everyone's got a favourite, I suppose, yeah. But the beauty of a Laurel and Hardy film is that you can always stick them on when you're feeling down in the dumps.
Yeah, still make me laugh.
And the day up. It's definitely still made up.
Brian, stay in touch. Let us know how it goes with the film. Be fascinating to follow its progress. Brian Worthington, who is Wigan born and bred and came up with that film about the life or the early years of Stan Laurel. 4:30 on BBC Radio Manchester. Good afternoon. Well, the day's sports news with Liam on the way in just a couple of moments' time. First, an update on today's headlines from Richard.